The order of the meeting of May 11, 2016. Need a motion to adopt this evening's agenda.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Approval of the minutes from the March 9, 2016 meeting.
That's moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay, all approved.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Item number four, Habitat for Humanity, Worcester County Site Plan Review for 21 Jefferson Street. Let's come up front, whoever's representing this. Like to give us a little overview of what's tonight or?
We talked to.
This is the.
I'm introduced.
Oh, introduce yourselves, please.
Sure, I'm Lauren Bunting, I'm this year's president of the Board of Directors for Habitat of Worcester County.
I'm Andrea Bolin, the Habitat Executive Director.
And I'm David Quillen, I'm the architect for the project.
The project is proposed, we do have 21 Jefferson Street under contract to do a mixed-use development that would offer artist studio space on the bottom, but the apartments above would be sold as Habitat homes. So they would be Habitat homeowners that own the apartments above. And the goal is that would be someone within the artist community that would be able to have affordable, decent, living space in town above and their studio below with, light detail.
So this would be a condominium?
We would condominiumize it because our plan is that Habitat will retain the downstairs units as an ongoing revenue stream to support, further builds in the future. So we have met with Historic Commission and then BZA and now coming to you guys with the plans to review.
Concept approval date?
No, this is site plan approval. That they're requesting site plan approval.
How many units you got up there?
Two.
Are they exact same size as the downstairs?
No.
Yeah, well, it's a three-story building, so each unit is two levels. The footprint of each unit, the party wall rises pretty much all the way up through the building.
Mm-hmm.
So the footprint of each unit is the same as each retail unit downstairs.
So there's actually four apartments upstairs?
No, each apartment has two levels. So just two apartments.
Okay.
And the Board of Zoning Appeals met on the 27th of April and gave, as I put in the notes for the meeting, parking variance from the retail component because it is in the B1 Town Center District. But they do meet they have four parking spaces for the two dwelling units, which is required under our code. So the condominium units have appropriate parking, and within 300 feet, there is adequate public parking to service the studio or retail component.
Do we have any lighting plan or anything? Any lighting, I don't see any lighting.
Just street lighting.
Do you plan on lighting on the building for your retail? Your retail's facing where, towards Gate Street or Jefferson Street?
Jefferson.
Yes, there would be some exterior lighting on the building itself.
It's a good time. We have one of our members is not here this evening.
Yeah, Mrs. Stack couldn't be here, so she had asked if she could provide comments, and I said, you know, by the rules, that can be done in writing with her permission. They can be read into the comments section, but they wouldn't count as a motion or a vote on any of the agenda items.
Okay, I'll read it into the record. So I really like the development, redevelopment projects, and this site is a tough one from a design aspect due to its very odd shape. While I am not a fan of BZA's parking variance, but I see a possible improvement of the project if we could reduce the front yard setback to 5 feet. Of course, this would require another BZA variance. An extra 5 feet would allow the small and difficult interior spaces to be more usable and also tie into the building's downtown style. Yes, we could lose some green space, but I think the building would be more successful if both the interior and exterior spaces were closer to Jefferson Street. The building is a nice improvement, and I hope it will encourage better improvements along Jefferson Street. Thank you.
What's your height on the building?
Right now, it's just under 30 feet.
Barb Stack had the exact same reaction to this that I did. I'm just thrilled to see a Flatiron building come here. I said it at a planning commission before you all even brought it up. It's just perfect. And I don't know why we're not maximizing the space and bringing the building out to Jefferson, yeah, and even out to Gay if it's possible, and get rid of the parking, because it just detracts from what this building could be to me. And extend the building further down and round off the pointed end and make it really an exceptional brick downtown building and bring it out to the street like all the others. Because to have it set back on the Jefferson Street, what a waste of space. I mean, let's make a building that works. And if we can get you guys to build brick, it would be magnificent. And I mean, that, like the Taylor Bank building, when they build all that in brick, if we're gonna make this town happen, that's what we need. And if we can give you that additional space, that pays for the brick.
Well, we've discussed a little bit. The idea of expanding into that front yard setback was fairly new to us. I think architecturally, it does a lot of good things, like you just mentioned. You know, we're trying to sort of extend Main Street, which depends on that zero front lot line for a lot of its, you know, creating a desirable streetscape.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see that happen down there. One issue Habitat has to deal with, and our whole process has been just a little bit compressed so far, because Habitat needs to know that they'll be able to get approvals before purchasing the lot. And so maybe you all can speak if there's...
Well, before a study period expires. I mean, I think we're all would be very pleased if we could improve upon it and would have more space. I guess the only thing for us is it was 90 days of a study period, so we went from step by step, you know, historic, then BZA, then here. Now, you know, we could, it's just the sellers have given us kind of a good work, longer time frame to work within for both approvals, which was our study period, and then also for funding. So, you know, we're hopeful that we can get the funding, that we can create, you know, do those additional things that you were talking about, maybe, you know, some brick around the retail. All of that stuff has to still be put into the bids for the various grants. But I guess we would just wonder if, you know, could, if you're considering that and if that's kind of the direction that most of the panel would like to see it go, would we be able to get approval, knowing that that's what we'll go back to BZA and try to get it, but could we be approved if we were turned down to move forward with what we've presented? Well, is that possible?
The only BZA can give you the
setback.
The exception on setback.
Yes.
But we can't do that. We can send it up with a recommendation to that, but other than that, we have no problem.
Well, I think what she's getting at, Mr. Chandler, is conditional site plan approval. In other words, could it be, and it's obvious some of you would like to see it reduced to a 5-foot setback. The design, in other words, the building might grow by 5 feet, but the design would probably stay the same. And if failing that, that this plan given tonight would then be acceptable. That would be that kind of conditional motion.
So what do you recommend, Pete, that they go before BZA? That's what we need to know. I would like to see what.
My first question would be to you folks. Is there a chance to go to the owner and get an extension of time to get a final site plan approval?
Well, I think we're up against two things. We're up against this conditional offer on the property, which expires today, actually. And then we also have grant funding that we have to apply for by June 15th. So we're up against it from two different perspectives. So for us, it would definitely be preferable if we could have a conditional approval on this initial site plan. We're willing to go back to BZA, but if we can't get that,
we'd be happy to go back to DCA. Absolutely. I mean, that can be, if that's the condition. I guess we just.
The conditional approval doesn't really solve your problem, because I guess our condition would be that we want a 5-foot setback. And I'd like to make a condition, if we're giving you all this, give us a brick building with as much zero facade as we can get to make it look like downtown, because it's going to be here forever. And this could be just a monumental building for the town.
It would be, and ultimately we'd be in favor of the brick too. The challenge for us being a nonprofit is trying to build affordably anyway.
I understand.
But we have to be able to make the housing affordable to the people that we're going to sell it to. So ideally that would be fantastic. And we were talking about doing brick at least on the bottom floor, but that would be our challenge with doing it the whole way up.
And we would hope that.
But you're giving that additional floor space, that's quite.
It's about 95 square foot on unit two. As approximation, and 190 on unit one. That's quite a bit. It's almost twice as much on unit one.
If we could get rid of the parking altogether. I mean, so many times we handicap real opportunities in downtown buildings by having these things we work in that destroy what could be a fantastic building. And if you get a 5-foot setback on Gay Street and on Jefferson, increase the length of the building, round off the point, make it look like a classic, just make it classic, do it right. And, if we're going to say this town's going to be something special, well, let's make it special.
I hear you, Pete, but she's telling you, if you increase the size, you're going to increase the funding, you're going to jump the funding requirement to, that much more. It also, is what he's saying making sense to you in terms of what you can get is the funding to do these things?
It is. I think, too, though, what our ideal concept was is that the people who live on the top floors and where the homeowners would also be able to rent the bottom space. So when you're increasing the size and talking about increasing the rent, that doesn't necessarily go hand in hand with our vision for the project, because then that could put a cap on what people.
Well, the more square footage, the more it's going to increase for everybody in terms of rent, in terms of building, in terms of everything. And I oppose Pete a little bit on the parking. I mean, we need some kind of parking somewhere. I mean, it's time to get jammed up with parking now. The time is definitely trying to find an alternative parking, but it hasn't happened yet.
Well, this is just such a trendsetter for the street, establishing the streetscape parameters in this town. I just think it's a critical project. I just don't want to see it become less than what it should be.
I think what, as a planning commission, we need to look at not only your project, but the town, the welfare of the town. And to me, to maximize the square footage as much as possible, to make it as more useful, that would be my goal as a planning commission member. I think that extra 5 foot would do a great deal making it more usable, both in a retail and in an apartment sense. I would strongly urge that you find a way to go about that. I don't concur with Pete about getting rid of the parking. I think you could do a good enough job without having to go to
Probably the homeowners would be happy to have the spots.
I think the neighbors might not be happy if you got rid of the surrounding neighborhood would not be happy if we found out that these people might be parking in their space.
And what about porch overhangs under the porch parking? Porches are endemic to Berlin.
All kinds.
The second floor porch and the two parking spaces under the porch on the Gay Street side.
Talking about money, how much pervious surfaces does this Habitat own or maintain?
You mean when it's built out?
Does Habitat now have any pervious surfaces that they own or maintain?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
No.
Have you ever used it before?
No.
Okay.
I'm calling for the parking spaces to be the pervious.
There's a great deal of pervious parking space here, which is not cheap to build. Okay. It also becomes impervious if it's not maintained properly. It needs to be installed properly. A lot of soil has to come out. A lot of substrate has to go in. It's very expensive to do right. It's done a lot improperly, and it doesn't work. And then it has to be maintained. So my question to you is, who's going to maintain it?
So it would be part of a condominium budget.
Okay.
So there's two homeowners, and then Habitat as the two owners of the downstairs. Yes, that would have to be put into overall landscaping maintenance, and of course, like you're saying, done right to begin with. Yeah.
And Ron, do you have a recommendation? Like, would you like to see us use that material, or do you have a recommendation for something else?
Well, only if it would be maintained. I mean, it just seems to me that if it's not going to be maintained, which I think there's a good chance it won't be.
But they are going to be homeowners in the apartments above. And Habitat has a pretty good track record where, you know, the homeowners really take a pride in the property. So I think, the maintenance won't be zero. But we're certainly open. If there's a material you think might, you know, given this circumstance, might work better, we're certainly open to that.
My only point is that I think it's rarely maintained properly unless it's a large project and there's an agreement, and I just think that this is likely to not be maintained. And my suggestion is if you think it's not going to be maintained, and I would like to see it that way, but there's no guarantee that it will be, unless you guys write it into your covenants and restrictions. That a good bit of money could be saved in having a light surface that looks similar, but is cheaper to install, quite a bit cheaper to install, that could save you some money. I'm trying to find a way to save you some cash. I just don't think this is going to be maintained unless you put it in covenants and restrictions. I don't know who's going to enforce that, and who's going to time it. Who knows when it's maintained? So again, it's something that's all new to you guys, you know. I'm just trying to make you aware of.
Is that a change that you can make to the plan that we would be allowed to do pervious versus?
No. Not if you don't meet your stormwater.
That's all stormwater.
Okay.
You know. But so what, have you been to stormwater yet?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first place you need to go. They're the meanest guys in town.
That's all part of the permitting process.
Right.
What did you think about the roof? Or no, they got a flat roof, right? What's the new? Is that more expensive than this? That type of thing.
What if you put a green roof?
Like a roof garden or whatever you're saying, for to help with the process.
That would help with the stormwater.
I mean, how is it compared to this cost?
I don't know. I've done that calculation on this building.
What's your demand?
It's not my project.
A vegetated roof would be more expensive than the pervious pavers, and it also can be a maintenance sort of thing too.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, what I'm hearing from you guys is you're putting starving artists in here, trying to run a starving business, and then pay for, everybody's starving here, but we need money, and we got to pay the rent, we got to sell art, and you know, it really doesn't sound like there's a happy ending here.
Well, they can't be starving because, all Habitat homeowners have to be gainfully employed. They have to be within a certain income level, but it's being able to provide them with,
Well, you say they have to be employed. They're artists, right? So where's your track record on employment?
They have to show income.
It's actually a really strict process that they have to go through to become homeowners. It's not an easy thing to do, so we would make sure. And I think the condominium project.
I'd hate to see your nonprofit get foreclosed, you know, after you got everything going and everything. But I mean, you sound like you got people who can't pay the dime up front.
Well, also, the way it's been proposed is they're not requiring that the condominium owners upstairs occupy the studio. They said ideally they'd like to see that, but it's not going to be a requirement. They are going to the Habitat for Humanity for Worcester County is going to retain ownership of the first floor. So whoever, whether it's the tenants upstairs or not, it provides an income stream for Habitat. The rent downstairs provides an income stream for Habitat.
How much square feet is the apartment? Like the each apartment with a two story? Do you know?
It's just a little under 900 square feet, I believe. And each retail is a little under 500, which, you know, would go up substantially if we only had 5 foot front setback.
I think it's important to note when we're talking about the cost for these homeowners or serving artists, as you mentioned, is that Habitat mortgages are extremely affordable. The most expensive mortgage that we have is, you know, under $600. So what you're talking about is something that's going to be much less than what somebody would typically pay for rent in the downtown Berlin anyway. That was our goal, is to be able to give them a space for their shop and then also a space to live in, comparatively speaking to what you'd be looking at to rent a house in downtown Berlin.
Does this happen anywhere else in far as Habitat goes? Are there other models that like this? Or?
In larger metropolitan areas.
Okay.
Well, getting rid of setback on Jefferson Street and not changing the rest of the plan would not be a big issue, right? That would not be a big impact
on this site plan, right?
I'm
not going to stand in the way of this project. I just hate to see certain conditions mandate a building that's less than what.
No, but I'm saying if they were able to move 5 foot setback on Jefferson Street, they wouldn't change that site plan that much. It would not impact parking. It would not impact a lot of things. Except
but that's why that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Quite frankly, I'd push it out to the sidewalk.
Right.
my feeling is it should look like downtown.
I think that makes all the sense in the world. It wouldn't change the rest of the footprint.
If you're coming down Jefferson Street from Main Street, you kind of hardly don't know it's there with the building to the north of it. So the further you pushed it out.
But you do have the residential component across the street.
And it is a narrow
street.
For now.
But then that's the character of downtown. And you've already got the existing building going all the way up.
This is how the town should grow, from within. And if we have to push some residential.
How far does commercial come down? I thought commercial on Jefferson Street came down pretty far anyway.
It does. The next building right to the east is all the way
up. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I mean on the other side, across the street from you. How far does
you have the B1 is just, you have the Worcester County Arts Council building, and you know the cottage for the hotel, and the next home.
That's commercial as well.
No, that is commercial. That's B1, and that's going to be a studio,
so
art studio, and
commercial anyway.
But it doesn't go all the way down to this corner.
I understand.
It stops right there.
That whole island.
But it's close enough for this deal.
And then the backside on Gay Street, we've rezoned now. You remember, right. Out to the stop sign. So those four parcels on the back of this building, if you want to call one side the back. Are also B1, they are commercial.
I think from the discussion that we've had, I think you would find that the Planning Commission would do what they could to at least see that, to work with you, to see that you could get that 5 or more feet. This would greatly improve the operations of
the cost of more money, you end up with a bigger bill, but
yeah,
you got more square footage for rent as well.
And the town, again, it's valuable downtown space. And I think as a planning commission, we want to maximize the use of the limited amount of space. With a good project like this, I think, we would do what we could.
Maybe I could ask it again, because I don't think I said it the right way, but because we're in favor of that too. We love that opportunity is being presented, that we can improve upon the building. But just from where we are in our process, would it be, would you be able to approve the plan, because everyone is in favor of the project, with us going to BZA? Because the only thing holding us back is if BZA turns us down.
Doesn't the property owner want to sell it? Go to them first.
Can we do that tonight? Can we approve what's presented this evening and then the condition that they try to get the extra?
Yes, but you can't encumber the BZA. You can't.
Just get some more time. That person will.
We just don't have more time in the grant right now.
Oh, the grant is where you're.
And we also, if we leave this meeting and they don't agree to our terms, then we've left the meeting.
We're just worried with all of it. There has been a lot of talk about the project. So we're trying to meet the time frames, and they knew that tonight was this meeting, and they were fine with that. I guess we would like to know that everyone loves the plan, everyone agrees with the plan, and we would be happy to go to BZA. We just want to know that if our study period is over and we're purchasing this property, then that we have your blessing on the plan.
So we want to structure an approval that would approve this or whatever we end up with tonight's site plan. In addition to that, if you got 5 more feet, we would say that would be okay.
Even if it's a condition of that you're telling us you have to go to BZA to ask for this, but we'll still approve it if you get turned down.
Do you want that? Want us to tell you have to go?
But if that
you want to go, right?
Yes.
We don't do that.
I think we want you to go.
You can make it a condition.
She needs something to go back to her.
Right. Why
don't we just approve this? And then if they get their 5 feet, you come back. If they don't, then we got this. If nobody has any heartburn with it.
Approve it then with the conditions.
There are no conditions on this.
You don't necessarily have to make a condition. You could approve this site plan, and they could go to BZA and bring you back an altered site plan.
Once we approve this,
we're out of the game, exactly right. And it doesn't get any
And I can tell you, this building as it is the right idea, but it's just not doing what should be done on this piece of land. This has to be special.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask this question though? If we, because we're in agreement, we would like to get the extra feet too. But if we go back to BZA and they say no, would that then mean that you wouldn't want to see this project at all come to fruition because we didn't get the extra feet?
I want to see it done right, but it's such a critical, it could do so much for this town when Taylor Bank did. I'm looking down that streetscape right now. I'm looking at this brick building right here. I'm thinking, boy, that brick building out there to the sidewalk. Wow, the town's tied together, brick.
Right.
But I can't always have my way. I'm just saying, I hate to see this land, I hate to see this project become the project with this building, without brick, without getting the expanded size, without considering porches on the Gay Street side and under porch parking, and maximize your space. We're giving you the world. We'll give you anything.
Another 1,000 square feet.
On the other token, I hear you. You're up against it. You're a nonprofit. I'm going to approve this thing as it is tonight, if that's the way it goes, and hope that you'll listen to what I'm saying and do this right. Because it would be a tragedy to build this building this way, on this piece of land, in my humble opinion. I'm not going to stand in your way. I'm asking you not to lose this opportunity to build a truly building that would make this town be what we say it is, the greatest small town. You build this, it's not the greatest. We've lost an opportunity to have a magnificent flat iron building in this town. That's my feeling.
I think we need a project like this. It seems like some folks in the town want to grow the town out there. And some of those people say, you can't do this. I think this is perfect example of what we need to do, and I want to work with you to make sure that happens, and also to maximize that space. I get your trip point here. I wouldn't want to say no either, but then again, as a planning commissioner, I have to think of the town. I have to take your interest.
Well, if you took it to BZA, you got your extra footage. I mean, you plug more, have you got more money to plug into the budget for the extra square footage going across the building, so if you get the extra?
But I think we just, because of the timing right now, we can make those adjustments, and we'll ask for the additional funding based on a higher square footage.
Twice the square footage to go down, increase this.
Do you have an architect on your team?
That's Dave.
You're on my side. I guess you heard what I said, so you either understand or don't agree.
I think they're all shaking their heads this way.
Yeah, no, I agree very much with the comments that have been made, that it'd be good for the town if this is a substantial building that really creates Jefferson Street as an extension of Main Street and draws all the pedestrians down, and it's got a lot of retail, I agree. So I agree with all of that. I'm also a past board member of Habitat, so I understand sort of the budgetary issues they're coming from. It seems to me that, you know, the grants are going to be based on, you know, is it a good value per square foot, not, you know, not on an absolute amount. It also seems like it might hit so many good buttons for the town of Berlin. Maybe there's other grants out there, you know, rural development grants, small town grants.
Facade grants that you could maybe get the brick from.
Sure.
Right, yeah. It might tie in a lot of things.
Maybe you're trying to go too fast. Maybe this is the kind of project that we all want to see, and maybe you need to downshift a little bit, if possible, to find those various opportunities that might be out there.
We're afraid the buyer's going to jump ship on somebody.
He's not buyer.
And boy, if some businessman, like some shark that swims around Berlin, might, this could make a little money here, you know, so that's what we're afraid of, I think.
There was an earlier property Habitat was looking at. Word started getting out in that. Habitat has a little bit of past history.
I think that's why we're happy to say we don't mind it being a condition, as long as if everyone's in agreement on the plan and what we've presented, that we could move forward with this if BZA turned us down. But we are more than happy to have a condition to go to BZA. But at least then we've gotten our last final approval.
We're going to accomplish that.
We can do that, right?
Well, it moved.
How about the brick?
I can't make them go over it. I can only say it's the right thing to do.
We did talk to the historic about things like that, and we talked with them about, you know, we're excited that we've gotten the feedback for this project, and we want to work with everybody along the way, and we love hearing, you know, actually we love having work too. So that's something that we talked to them about. And if we had to get a facade grant for it, absolutely. I mean, we love hearing this, and we will work with anybody that wants to work with us in the project, sure.
The building is just too small for what it should be. It should maximize this.
Not utilizing a very valuable space for the town.
It should be longer. It should have a round.
That's what BZA is here for.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying what I think.
Right.
I think it should be a round. It should be a brick coming around and around.
Well, when it was first designed and the concepts first came up, they stayed within the setbacks of the B1, as closely as possible.
I'm just sending a message that I think we ought to waive everything and get this building built the way it ought to be. Forget about it.
I don't have that ability, but I agree with you. I agree with you.
I'll make a motion we approve as submitted.
We approve as submitted
with a requirement or a request to go before the BZA and try to get the push to Jefferson Street projects like that. Or do something, I don't care.
Can we have some further discussion before
the chairman?
Yes, we can. Would BZA, well, if you bought my act here on building a porch on Gay Street, would BZA have to look at that if a porch was built on the second floor over those two parking places?
No, because they can extend into the setbacks, porches, bay windows, that's in our code. Fire escapes, those things can go into the setback.
Even an enclosed living space?
Dave? We couldn't extend 9 feet
out to the setback. No, I'm not sure what the size limit is.
Where you have the sidewalk, the concrete sidewalk, is that what you're talking about?
Well, on the Gay Street side, that 9 feet is to cover the parking space, what he was suggesting.
Well, I'm seeing 15 feet to the sidewalk edge.
Well, Pete, by adding porches and encumbering them would be more expensive. I mean, that takes away away from their brick budget, so you're really killing, shooting in the foot there with that, I think.
I'm just throwing out, I don't know what I'm talking about. Architect knows what I'm saying, I'm just saying it in my words.
I agree with all your ideas. I think those things would make it a better building. There is a push and pull, though, with what Habitat's going to be able to get done. But we're with you in principle, and we'll be pushing to achieve all those things you've mentioned.
You have on the corner, it says a medium tree. I'm wondering if we might make that a large tree. A medium tree, I'm concerned that a medium tree or a small tree would have a situation where it might impede visual things between Gay and Jefferson. And I think with all that blacktop there, it's a great opportunity, I know it would take time, to have a large shade tree to shade a great deal of that blacktop, get rid of a little bit of the heat on. And I think the neighborhood would be better served along this project, have on the south side, have a large shade tree instead of, as depicted here, it wouldn't be that much shade. I just think a large specimen tree and right on that corner would serve the community and this project better than really just a landscaping tree.
That makes sense. Yeah, we can certainly do that.
And also, I noted that, I don't know if it's specified, but on one of their street renderings, it said wood storefront. Why are you just sticking with wood?
Well, the idea there is, I believe Andrea had a connection where there's a possibility of getting reclaimed storefronts and reusing them.
Like the storefronts on Main Street, so it would look like that. We're trying to make it indicative.
So you would like the whole storefront come out as is, though?
Just like if you're Victorian charm, for instance, and how it's framed with the wood, and then it's got the large storefront, the double doors, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's typical of downtown.
It is. My experience is that new wood is junk. If you can get old, good, hard pine, or old, really old yellow pine, which a lot of this stuff, sometimes even cypress is made, but if you can't get that, then
there might even be something in the building.
Is a maintenance.
You can't get that, just use rotary plank, because they ain't tell where it's painted.
There's all kinds of alternatives, especially if it's painted.
There's a little bit of an issue with the Historic District Commission, and we have presented the concept to them, and they were very supportive, but it's a little unclear if they are accepting vinyl materials or not.
I know, it's painted. So,
but like composite trim materials could achieve the same thing without that.
Right.
Are you in the Historic District there?
We are, right on the edge of
it. It's just, I would have the argument to the Historic District that if left unpainted, it's going to look pretty bad versus a lot of these composites today painted hold up pretty well. And again, maintenance is an issue that you don't have to deal with. Wood, I used to do nothing but use wood, and I never even get near it anymore outside. It's just, it's not the same stuff it used to be. Just don't get yourself, if you don't have to, get stuck in that thing with the Historic Commission. I'd be happy to go argue with you if need be. That helped.
I wouldn't think with new construction they could pull punches too hard on you there. It's not an existing building, so.
Well, there's plenty of precedent of composites being used and people weren't bothered. So the historic commission has kind of been waffling on some stuff, and they need an education, I agree.
Yeah.
And don't quote me on that in paper.
It's supposed to be in keeping with the neighborhood, so that then newer materials, they do pop up, and what we have today available wasn't available 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
We need to continue this.
And the maintenance is always a factor, but they're aware of it.
I would buy your motion if we made that tree a specimen large tree.
I could add that. I could take that.
A mighty oak.
Grove Tree?
Something that's indigenous and, you know, will become a large shade tree. I'd do a lot for that thing. And also, have the sight lines between the two streets available in years after it got big enough to take that upper story branch out.
We're not sure of what's under the street and under the sidewalk there, though, as far as a root ball. I would point that out. You know, how big an excavation for a large specimen tree would permit, but...
It'll do, unless you've got nothing but concrete and rubble down there.
It's pretty tight on that corner.
So it sucks up a lot of water.
Okay, so you're into the motion they want Old Grove Tree on corner?
I wouldn't say Old Grove, I'd say a large shade tree.
Would that add it to the motion, please?
All right, how about the, anything with the brick or...
I'm not gonna mandate to these people, I just hope they can do it, because that's the right thing to do, whatever it costs.
We will push for that, but it may depend on getting, you know, funding.
We don't have the authority, I can't sit here and, it's just the right thing to do.
I would hope that if there's funding out there for facade grants, that this would be on the top of their list.
Absolutely.
Not yellow brick.
If nothing else, on Jefferson Street, you know, on the commercial side. It had a lot of glass on the first floor anyway, so it's not like it's a lot of brick.
That's true.
Do you need the motion repeated, or are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Why don't you read it?
Newt made the motion to approve with condition they go to Board of Zoning Appeals. A large shade tree on the corner.
They go to the Board of Zoning Appeals to seek another 5 foot on Jefferson Street.
5 foot setback. Reduction to a 5 foot setback.
This is the first project I've approved and not approved it. I don't approve.
You don't look like a...
I want to approve just to accommodate their schedule and hope they do it.
Can I get a second? Second motion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously.
Thank you, we appreciate it.
Thank you. If you need some help.
This is a very progressive commission. I think it's the first time I've seen...
Please don't call me.
Finance found not trying to violate the setbacks. The planning commission encouraged them to do it.
You could throw in some money, just to put you on the map. Your name is on it.
Huh?
Now, you gonna need a number something from me tomorrow?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Only because I just want the wording to reflect that they approve it as is, only condition.
Yeah, they've given you...
It's not contingent on BZA giving us a...
No, it'll be a conditional site plan approval that you appeal to the BZA.
But if we get turned down, then...
Right.
Okay.
You need something for the grant for that?
No, I just wanted to make sure that from what was just said, that you guys agree that that's the understanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need it for the grant, or you need it for the closing, write your letter.
It's more just because the contract, we are going to give them a non-refundable deposit, and that was all part of the deal, that they were giving us just 90 days to figure this all out. But that in kind of a thank you for, you know, giving us this time, we're giving them, it's not a huge amount, but it's huge to us.
Yeah, sure.
So that's why we just want to know, like, we can move forward, even if it's with some changes, we're moving forward.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
And if it changes, then you'll come back and you'll show them, see, we redrew it.
But it can't be turned down. Okay.
Lauren, here you go. Why don't you take this with you, you can use it, I'm sure.
What is this?
They're all the plans, but we don't need any.
Oh, good, good, good.
Save yourself some money.
Okay, appreciate it.
You gonna run that, or you want me to?
You can go better than I can.
I don't know about that.
This will be long.
I'm number five, Aaron.
Yeah, always.
I'm number five, Berlin Library Concept. Item number five, the Berlin Library Concept Plan Presentation by Mr. Ron Cassio.
My name's Ron Cassio. I'm here as a member of the Worcester County Berlin Branch Library, proposed library, also as a member of the Board of Directors, Board of Trustees of the library. And I'm here just to show you what we've got to date, which is, there goes that little bit HVAC system. I'm sorry for not having site plans on the computer, because I think really, in my mind, that's one of the most important things I like to see, and we have some in the audience. And anybody's welcome to come up. The history of the project is that we purchased the site about 4 years ago. We only intend to utilize a portion of the site, the portion on Harrison Avenue. You can bring one of those pictures up, Dave. Anyway, we hired, first thing we did was hire an architect, one that we felt would do a good job. He has a history of a lot of work in the town of Berlin, Ocean City area, Bethany. He did Taylor Bank twice. The first one probably 20 years ago, and then the latter one about 10 years ago. The building is up to the street setback on Harrison Avenue, and also the setback to the north. What Dave is showing is like a southwest and southeast elevation.
What is the setback on Harrison?
The setback on Harrison is 35. 35. The setbacks on the side are, it's a 20 on both sides with none to succeed. Total of 20 for both sides. One of them isn't to be less than 8. We've got, I think, 15 on the north side. We made our side setbacks with no issue. But we pushed it up into that corner. I really wish I could show you guys a second. Can you come down here? Or should I come up there?
Did you put it on?
I put it on mine, but we can't come up.
So I thought it was a requirement of the planning commission that he was we had a certain size site plan to put it in front of us.
This is not.
How is it?
Are we not going to discuss it?
You don't want to discuss it? I just want you to see the site plan.
You don't have it on here?
You can't get it on here.
Well, it wasn't sent to us on that.
But Dave, because you were prepared for me.
I'm all prepared.
We can come back.
Come on down. And anybody that wants to come on.
Oh, boy.
You got to step right
on. He's harder on everybody else.
I'm throwing a leg.
Look, I heard it.
Hey.
Athlete. I really hate you.
I can read blueprints upside down.
You already had it right in the back. Them stairs. Be easier on everybody.
There's Harrison.
Don't miss the show now.
We're up in this corner here. The entire site is this. This whole piece right here.
You can use the plan here.
So we're utilizing this part of the site. This is Cripple Lane. Right there?
Okay. Well, that's all for you.
Right. That's one of the reasons we pushed it up into this corner, because we're trying not to impact the folks.
We've talked about it.
So
you got to do a good job.
In general, you know, again, it's up here. The way the site will work is we have an entrance here. The parking is all along the south side. We have 60 spaces. We have any real requirements for a library for spaces, but we maximize as much as we can.
It's on the use route, so right. It treats you based on the square footage and occupancy of the building. So
we have this termination here as a way to come in to do a impact on the turnaround. Also, if we needed additional parking, we have space down here. Actually, we have plenty of space, but we can have space here for additional parking. This is the bed and breakfast here. We dealt with Mark quite a bit in this whole process, just to make sure we had him when I saw it. The building is right now approximately 11,400 square feet. It is situated in a way to take advantage of the sun, which kind of sweeps around the building like this.
It's only just 11,000. What's 11,000?
11,400.
Up and down? What?
Two floors.
Both of them are 11,000?
No. Yeah. There are some trees in here. And we're real careful. We've been real careful to try, again, to try to lower the impact of meeting the damage. There are some trees in here now, some maybe 20, 25-year-old cons that we got with you to tag. I can tag them. And they're located, so we're gonna, while they're established, we're gonna try to locate those in some planting zones in the parking lot. So we already have some big trees. Once we take some of the other stuff out, they'll probably take off pretty well. Again, we'll have more plantings throughout the site. And we're careful to accommodate the master gardeners who are now at the old library to give them some space. Some of the things that they're going to do is too, we're going to have vertical gardens that will end up shading some of the glass on the next up. So that's a big site.
I'm sure.
Next. It's a little pushed down, a little closer to look at some things. We also own a strip of property across the street here, which we're looking to utilize, say, if schools bring some kids in a bus, to pull them here, drop the kids off, park over here, rather than taking some space back here.
Now we go to view three.
Fire company problem?
This gets you a better idea.
Yeah, the fire site.
This is beyond that. Beyond there is the railroad.
Right. Fire company gave permission.
Farmers market's like here. Yeah. Like the old library, the existing library is kind of like right here.
Ron, he's got a nice picture up there now.
Oh, there you go.
He was in the fire company owning that piece?
No, we own this. The town here. That's an aerial view from the southeast.
Is that the farmer's market up in the right?
No. The farmer's market is where we are.
Okay, gotcha.
The blue building is, that's the way it's set in.
The farmer's market.
The farmer's market down here somewhere.
Okay.
On the other side. Harris is here. The old library is about here. So the farmer's market.
Yeah, he cuts it off. The farmer's market is down further.
So this is Harrison Road, right?
That's Harrison Avenue, correct. Yep. Again, a little more focused in on the building.
And they're doing solar on that roof?
We have that depicted there, although we don't have funding for it. So that we wanted to make sure that we had enough roof for what we wanted to do. But funding, as always, is an issue. That'd be something that we go to a grant for. Newt wanted to put his name on those solar panels.
You got room enough for a grind array. A grind array would be cheaper back there in all that land you got.
It would be. We also could buy into, if the town wanted to do a farm, we could also buy into that. But we just wanted to depict the fact that we could put it there and that we have the space that we're holding on there.
Should we go back? Yeah, it's nice.
That's the first one. You want to see that one again?
No, enlarge
that one. Cancel. Yeah, I know. And when I cancel out of it, they can shrink it down.
Go there, the large one. Yeah. That's not just the building.
And they used it.
Let me stick with the site plan for now.
Okay.
Because I think if you understand the site plan a little better, you understand the elevations a little better. There's an existing sidewalk from Brittany that ends here. We'll obviously continue that sidewalk the entire length. The property, 200 and some feet, and then the sidewalk will turn in to serve the building, come in to the front porch, the main access, and then back around towards all the parking. if you're interested in the floor plan, I'd order that with consent, please.
So the entrance is going to be on the south elevation?
On the south side, correct.
And then the front is just really nice looking, it's not really, it doesn't look like as large of a building from the front, the way it's designed.
We're very careful to not impact, but to be, what's really neat is, when you're coming up Cedar Avenue, from the very bottom, this is what you're going to see. This is going to be a focal point from the time you make that little turn at the bottom of Cedar Avenue. You'll be looking at the front facade, which we think is pretty neat, to have that focal point there. So you come in, it's really kind of like the existing library in way of setup, but it's just bigger. You come into an area where the front desk will be here, as it is now. The main body of periodicals and books will be to the right, the children's area to the left. The employees' area is in the back there behind the desk. Bathroom's here, there's this mechanical room. The children's area, what we really like about this is we have this porch on the west. So the children's area can flow out onto the porch. Say if it's a day like today, it's raining, or a day in June when it's too sunny. We can move things out to uncover
the empty out onto that.
And also, I'd like to say it serves as part of the heating and cooling system. Actually, cooling system.
Sunny or rainy.
Hot side.
Be out on that.
We've got shade on that glass there, so we're able to reduce our air loads on our cooling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
There's the front desk.
So that's your south elevation?
That's the southwest. You can see the porch on the west. The staircase has changed. The staircase is now, as you can see, on the north side. It moved from here over to here.
That kind of detracts from your building. Probably does look nice from the
side. And it works better that way too. Plus, it makes our ramp to get up. We have a not a wooden ramp, but we have to ramp up the sidewalk to make access. So it made it easier to deal with that situation there too. So there's the first floor level. You come into the building to the lobby, and there's doors here. You go in. If you want to go upstairs, you can either get into the elevator and go up, or you can come up the staircase. It's designed so the second floor has, again, a lobby upstairs over the top of the first. Small meeting room, the teen and history section to the east. Another staircase on the back side. Here, come up these stairs and get upstairs. But really, we're careful to set it up so the multi-purpose room holds about 80 to 100 people, depending on what you're trying to do there.
That'd be like a theater room.
Exactly. We're designing it so plays, music, stuff like that. So we see that hopefully often there'll be functions in the multi-purpose room after hours, after library hours. So we're careful to set it up so we could access the multi-purpose room and totally close down the library.
Oh, that was smart.
You come in, these doors would close here. Mm-hmm. So you'd have all the bathroom facilities open with the multi-purpose room. We have lighting, we're looking for lighting for like stage and things. And then also we could flow out onto the top section of the porch out back. So say we had a play and after the play everybody wanted to gather, that's a nice thing.
And would you consider renting it for functions, et cetera?
We don't rent.
Okay,
that's policy. Right, we don't rent. There's a particular policy which we've just amended all the libraries. We don't take in any money. But it's for public use. It's not for private use. It would be for a wedding.
Right now,
it would be for Homeowners Association maybe or any body that was public.
Well, if you had a big function, right? Somebody covers it. Who covers expenses? Taxpayer?
What expenses?
Of the function, the cleanup, and
it's part of our. That's the line. It's always been that way for the library. We the ocean ponds in the ocean
and
city
you take
have
donations.
bigger rooms.
And they take donations.
That's part of what we did, yeah. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. So we have a great deal of seating here that can be set up for either meetings or a play or a view. And then in the roof is the mechanical room. There's all the mechanical rooms in there, but underneath that roof is some mechanics.
And when do you foresee breaking ground on this?
We are looking to have the construction documents completed by the end of the year, if not sooner, and go out to bid about the time, and hopefully to break ground in the spring. We're trying to get into the let's get that stuff done in spring inside in the winter time.
So probably this time next year, hopefully.
Yeah, we have hired one of the things we were intended to do here, and it's working out quite well, is change the way that the county procures buildings. Generally, the county has procured buildings like everybody else. They hire a designer, architect, and then the owners, once they get the word of how much it costs, they take big axe out and they value engineer, they call it, start chopping. We have hired the architect first, then we hired the engineers and the builder, which is Wade Turner. The engineers and the builder are in the room as we're designing, part of the design team. Because what we're doing is we're valuing engineering up front.
So what goes out the bid?
It goes out the bid.
Mechanical, the plumbing.
He's hired. We've hired him. Mm-hmm. He now hires all the subs.
He's a general, but I'm with Chris. I mean, why? I mean, it's just like the liquor store when they did the actor on 50. There was no bid to put up for anybody to get a chance to. So there's no bidding on. There's gonna be no bidding.
Yeah, there's
bids.
Yeah.
Waiting Turner.
Wayne Turner's hotter.
They turn down, I mean, they have providence over who gets the bids, or does the county commissioner?
The county commissioners do not have a say in who gets hired for the project. No, we've hired a builder.
Who's we?
The library board.
The library board, yeah.
Working in concert with the county commissioners and the county administration. This has all been a part of a process that we deal with the county. What we have found is when we've done it the other way that you're talking about, we have buildings that aren't up to par. If you want to see the bill that we're going to get for fixing problems in the Oceanbonds Library, you'll see what the taxpayer is going to pay for when it wasn't done right the first time.
Well, I don't know how that project was run either.
Yeah, well, the standard way.
Don't normally think the can put out on bid, but
it's going out on bid. The majority of the work that's done here, the majority of the money that is being spent by the county and the state will be going out on bid. That's it. And why don't we go through the elevations now? That's the south elevation. That would be from the main entrance. That's southeast. That's what you see if you're coming from like Adkins or something. That's the view you see.
Like the awning look of the standing.
The awnings, the awnings, we're trying to bring some downtown to the building, plus the shape of it.
Yeah.
That's from the southwest.
The staircase changes?
The staircase is moved to the north side.
It's not long like that.
It doesn't start at the west end of the porch, it starts at the northeast end of the porch and walks its way down. Yeah, it worked out better.
That detracts from the building. Skateboarders would like it.
That's again the southeast.
Here's the final.
That's northeast, that's if you're coming from the intersection there, the crazy intersection of Harrison and Main.
That's how that road's going to demo.
No, the first thing we did was went to State Highway and said, we're going to do a project here at a really funky intersection. Is it now the time to address it? And they said, unless you're going to pay for it, no.
It's better now than what it used to be.
Yeah, and the way they did that, and then that looks nice with all the brick. That's a big improvement. It really looks nice. Didn't you have some wood on it before?
No, we had more brick on the second. See, on the second floor, there's steel panels, see the green.
Mm-hmm.
But to value engineer up front, to get the structure underneath those portions of the building to carry that weight. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars saved there. And we think it looks a good way to.
Yeah, and then the other thing Ron's mentioned to me before, you see the turnaround for a school bus. They have a piece of property across Harrison, just a strip, a sliver, but the bus could park there while the kids are inside for a program. So you don't always have that.
And there, Troy, you can see where your father-in-law's house is, what's going on there between the neighbors.
And then that was big concerns from day one of having that many people in the residential district. But I'm out there right now.
We're talking about a fence, but now we're talking about something green rather than something that we have to maintain and we'll crack it over time. We're talking about like some red cedars or something.
Yeah, the only issue anybody's got over there is just basically trying to have some kind of buffer so they've still got, they're not looking at 60 car parking lot.
Before we even began the design process, we had two sessions at the bed and breakfast,
right,
Saturday and Sunday, and all the neighbors were invited. And we, believe me, we're looking at all of our impacts.
Well, everybody's trying to minimize. They're happy. They just want to make sure there is a buffer that's got
the lighting. Right. We're really, really careful with the lighting, as to not negatively affect any neighbors.
And that's very important, Ron. That developers and engineers, architects, when they're doing something like this, to do it in a way that you look around and not impact the existing residents, make it a part of the neighborhood and not.
Our whole goal is to positively impact the neighborhood. We're going to stormwater and for preliminary review next week. We have a little bit of stormwater up front. Mainly it's kind of for show. And the rest of it's headed back to the field. Yeah, where it goes already, where everybody's getting a chance.
Yeah, where it goes.
That's why it's still there.
Don't hurt yourself.
So, I don't know. The hospital's not that far away. So, any questions?
That's what we create.
Do they still have to do decimal
systems? Is this site plan or
was that? No, this is just
I'm here
trying to be a good neighbor.
Yeah. A presentation.
Sure, yeah.
So what happened to the
delays?
I thought they were trying to
do it.
The delay is in the change of the process, where rather than, you know, normally we'd have the architect finish the plans, and then it would go to the engineers, who would then do whatever they need to do to make the building work. So we've just taken...
Can you take 30 seconds or something, please?
Talk to you later.
Do you have anything else for us, Dave?
I don't. Carolyn, do you have anything else?
No.
Anything you'd like to adjourn?
Yeah.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.